Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is a biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm Tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, strike lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seduce the seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Hey, hey, you know you're not tuned in. Oh, you done tuned in. You done got with it. You done look at the clock. You said, oh, damn, let me put these Hot Pockets down. Let me get to the comp. It's time to tune in to the D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. D-Hour Radio Network is going down tonight on this lovely Saturday, March 23rd, 2013. I got my girl Ray Cole in the building. We goes down. It's going down tonight. Now, are we going to be getting gutter with Ray tonight?
Yeah, we're going to get a little gutter with Ray tonight.
We're going to get grimy, gutters, sand, dirt, dust, gutter, grimy with it tonight. So you better make sure
and
you
for you
got
though, that don't know what gutter is, that ain't nothing but the truth. That's all it is. Gutter is just
and
the
truth. Truth shall set
yes.
you free. Trust
yes,
me, the
yes.
truth. And we gonna set a whole lot of people free tonight.
Oh,
but
yeah.
just like Harriet Tubman, we're gonna be setting a lot of people free tonight.
Well, you know, Harriet Tubman did a little bit differently now. Yeah, that piece on it is like, nah, you're not gonna get us caught. You coming with us?
It's going down on Indie Up Saturday tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking to the King of Alabama, the Bama King, King David is going to be in the building with us tonight.
Oh,
indie,
yeah.
Indie hip-hop artist King David. We're going to be getting it in with him tonight, as well as the Sensational. And I like, you know, I like to blend genres because they don't their sound is not a part of one particular genre. I like to call them this sensational group, this sensational trio
okay.
that's going to be on the show tonight. I like to call them Hip R and Bop. Hip R and Bop. That's what I like to call them because
you know,
they're just they're just a blend of R&B, hip hop, you know. And I'm telling you, I've been playing their music for a long time. They got some incredible music. They got a new single called Stay, and we're going to be debuting that tonight on the D-Hour Show. We'll be getting in with the incredible Trilogy is going to be in the building with us tonight as well in the second half of the show. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. And as always on Indie Up Saturday, we're going to be playing all your favorite indie up-and-coming artist hits like we always do. It's all about the indie up-and-coming artists on Indie Up Saturday, all about them. And that's who we get it in tonight, playing it for the fit-ins. And, you know, it's just going to be some great music, some great show. Me and Ray going to be talking, chit-chatting with you guys tonight. So just make sure you guys tune in.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, Ray, what's going on with you, Ray?
Well, not much. It's been a very peaceful and quiet day in this part of the world, close to St. Louis. It's been pretty relaxing, but I just got some upsetting news. It's going to be a storm tomorrow, so I'm not looking forward to that. Oh, yeah, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know them. Is it a rainstorm, snowstorm?
I think they said snow, and now it's just hard for me to believe because it's like we almost in April and it's still snowing. Like, it's time out for that. Like, for real, it's time to get a little hot.
It's time for somebody to put the snow back in the box or something. I mean, I know my peeps on the East Coast and the Midwest getting a little tired of the snow. I mean, somebody put it back in the box.
I'm not going to even lie to you. Whenever I get my opportunity, I'm about this area. It's not that I don't necessarily like the area. I just don't like the temperature. Like, I need something that's just warm and sunny all the time. That's that's what I need in my life, not the snow.
Well, Ray, you're going to have to come out to the lovely and the always heated Arizona.
Arizona just sounds too hot, though. I need somewhere that's, like,
between. But see, that's the thing. People assume Arizona, oh, man, it's going to be blazing devil.
Blazing balls out there.
It's not going to be like that. Trust me. The only time that it's really, really hot, the only time that it's truly burning up like that is, well, I ain't going to say burning up, but the only time where it's really hot, it's like any other place is during the summertime. I mean, I say from June until probably, you know, early September, you know, and I won't even say September, I say June to March, I mean to August, it's hot. You know, September is when it starts trying to cool off. And then once the end of September, the beginning of October, it's gone. It's done. And there's no more heat there's no more heat from October all the way till the end of May.
Well, I got a question. Does Arizona have any beaches or any, like, large masses of water? Because I like to be around water for some reason.
Well, I don't think we have any beaches, but, I mean, it's pools galore out here. They got pools galore out here, pools here, pools there. They got water parks all over the place.
See, the funny thing is, secretly, I don't mind going to a water park, but the most part, I ain't getting in the water, and it ain't that I'm scared to mess up my hair. It's just too many people being in that water. I'm like, no. Like, people spitting,
It's water parks galore all over the place. They got a couple of lakes out here, but as far as beaches, they could be working on creating a man-made one. I'm not sure, but as far as beaches, I think the closest place you can go, you have to go to the beach, is probably in Cali.
Oh, wow.
Cali is like a 4 to 5 hour drive.
Whew. Oh, man.
So, you know, out here, we stay on the slip and slide. You know, we own the slip and slide out here.
Water balloon fight, that's the best time ever. Yeah,
we stay on the slip and slide out here.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I know people to assume, you know, Arizona, and, you know, the devil don't even
like
me.
It seems like if I come there, I'll get about 3 shades darker, which is cool, but I'm just saying, like, that's how hot it seems. Like,
I mean, you ain't got to worry about your tan having a tan. I mean, it's not going to go down like that. I mean,
I wouldn't say if it did happen like that, but I'm just saying, like, it just sounds like Arizona's so hot. You get what I'm saying?
Don't get me wrong. There was a few times in the summertime I saw the devil outside selling lemonade. So I'm just saying, he was trying to get in too. He knows, damn, it's kind of hot out here. Let me sell some lemonade, you know. So yeah, he was getting his in too, you know. So, but it don't get too bad. But like I said, from October all the way to May, it's lovely.
Okay. That's a long run of
exactly.
Of stuff,
that's what I'm saying.
Where
cats is dealing with snow and all this, it ain't going down like that. We walk around with shorts, chilling.
Oh man, I'm so jealous because I like to wear what I want to wear, but
I like to wear what I want to wear, but I can't. Sometimes I'll be forgetting that I'm not in Africa. You know what I'm saying? So I can't. I can't get down like I used to out there. You know.
You got to keep your mandingo in your hands. You can't be running out like the tribal. Okay, that's what we'll call it, tribal.
He said, Eddie, you done me wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
D-Slay Ray Cole, we in the building right now, getting it in for the fit-ins. Indy up Saturday. We're going to play a couple of hits for you guys real quick when we come back. Hopefully, we'll be getting it in with the Bama King himself. My man King David is going to be in the building with us. Don't go nowhere. It's my man Brozzy with Soul of the Mountain. I got a little Aisha Renee, and we'll be right back on Indy up Saturday. D-Slay Ray Cole, hey, don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
Mad respect to the true, all praises due. The prophecies of ancient civilizations call for this. Revolutions of the soul, common sense coexist without rift. All the brands going deep like cliff. Life's a trip. Nature by the earth rolled in a spliff. Spit the gift. Throw words at the drum and watch it rip through the canvas of Atlantis to reveal ill spirit of the mountain. Character fills the landscape. Lessons of the hand loose. The one that hesitates, no escape. Urgency gradually escalates as the weight equates to more than you can take. California rattlesnake, soul of the mountain. Keep the sound around, play the ball and start bouncing. Move your neck, put your hand up, come correct. Mad respect to the true, all praises due. I hope that you, cause a facade always fades to reveal the toll of time brought on by the charade. Revolutions of the soul. Mad respect to the true, all praises due. I press play and let the mingled beat saturate. Infiltrate my mind, creative thought activates. Rhymes migrate through the vein, sort or system. Stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em. Raise awareness of the blessings of the earth. Connects the dots, revealing pictures of the birth. Life is real live, good graces, new faces. Same shit, different places. I see the same traces of love, resistance. Of ignorance and bliss, the struggle that's within, fill the sky with your fist. We got this, mobilize, organize, form our own political party. Congress is the prize, cut that pie, divvy up the revenues. I say at least have sugar to educating you and me. Knowledge is the path to victory. Survivor of the fresh, Domingo Brazy LD. In the mix, rubbing out counterfeits. Certified state issue dollars, I don't trip. Just spit my gift, verbalize my thoughts and dope styles. Hit the back of the track, ride it straight, make a child. Passing on the culture with those who we vibe with. My best advice to all, don't be down with some bullshit. And you know from the jump what it be like. So don't front on the fallout from the fake and weak type. Unsigned hype, next industry makeover. Front me 1 mil and I'll straight take over. Lock it down like a shank in the yard, keep it loud like 18 sitting hard. Stepping out, be voice to the heart. Don't stop now, always finish what you start. How that sound?
A little unrational.
Signing out, East West Fresh International.
Revolutions of the soul coast.
Mad respect to the true, all praises due. Passing on the culture with those who we vibe with. Raise awareness on the blessings of the earth.
In my head, I've been thinking about Ignoring my calls, ignoring my texts, and tripping on me like I'm one of your exes.
Back again, Indie Up Saturday, Be Our Radio Network, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You already know how we do. D Slade, Ray Cole, that was my girl Amanda Pollard with her new single, That's a No-No. Before that was Aisha Renee, Body Right, and my man Brazzy, Soul of the Mountain. That's how we do it on Indie Up Saturday.
Okay.
If you are a hip-hop, if you are a hip-hop artist, singer, R&B artist, gospel artist, poet, you want to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. Just Google us. That's what everybody say. Just Google me, man. Just Google me. All you got to do is just Google us. All the information is there. Make sure you contact us, and we will definitely fit you in. For the rest of the fit-ins can definitely get it in with you. We are the Over Redenbacher Radio because we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter, parquet, margarine, you know what I'm saying, Lando Lakes, whatever you need, whatever you like. All you got to do is put it down right here on Indie Up Saturday. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is our time to introduce our first special guest for tonight. And trust me, he's going to be getting it in with us. We are amongst royalty, ladies and gentlemen. Since the beginning of the Southern hip-hop movement, Alabama has lacked a representation to prove to the world that they are a talented powerhouse. In 2005, King David emerged from the small town of Pritchard, Alabama, as the CEO of Lordstyle Entertainment to begin leading the way for all hip-hop artists in Alabama. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome. We got royalty in the building, the King of Bama, King David.
What happened, bro? Appreciate that. Big intro. You know what I mean?
King,
what happened?
You deserve it, bro. Absolutely, man. And first and foremost, I want to thank you and for joining us, man. It's an absolute pleasure, man, to have you on the show with us tonight. And thank you so much for taking your time to hang out with us, bro.
Straight up, I appreciate y'all for having me, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. That's what it's all about. So, first and foremost, man, what does it feel like to be the King of Bama, man? What does it feel like?
Oh, man, I love my life, man. Shout out to everybody, man, in Alabama that support me, man. You know what I mean? I couldn't ask for nothing, but I can't complain, man. I love it, man. Straight up.
That's real. That's real, baby. And I like how it's been stated in your representation, man, that Alabama hasn't been properly put on the map, when it comes especially when it comes to this rap game, man. So it's a breath of fresh air to know an artist like yourself is coming out of Bama, man, and representing hard, representing on the grind, man, and definitely taking the time to put Bama on the map. But coming from you, how is the music scene in Bama, man, and are they coming out strong?
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Shout out to my brother Rich Boy, man. He running right now, man. Videos, on the new joint yesterday, 106 and Park, man. You know what I mean? He got the MTV jam popping shit. You feel me? Shout out to him, repping Alabama. You know what I mean? So. It's pretty good, man. You know what I mean? It's growing like Alabama has been, like at ATL gas for a long time. We fuel the ATL market. You know what I mean? Like that's what make that shit go. And a lot of niggas over here, getting the picture and it's growing. You know, it's straight though. You know, I'm 1 hour 30 minutes from Atlanta, so you already know what it looked like. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Just make sure you keep them barriers up when them down low brothers is trying to come through Bama, brothers. You know how
to do it. No doubt, We don't play no homo. We don't play. We don't play that. We don't play that over there, brother. You know what I mean?
No doubt, bro. Hey, so first of all, man, tell us about the new music project, man, and what's going on with the album, man, and everything that's going on. What can the fans expect from you?
Yeah, shout out to everybody that helped me with this latest project. Steel's Friend Roaches is on iTunes right now. You can go pick that up. You know what I'm saying?
Killing all the real name for you.
Straight up, y'all go check that. Go check that out. Anywhere you check music, I should be there. You feel me? New single off the King Child, Your Majesty Music coming. Goddamn, probably early fall, I say late summer, early fall, you know what I'm saying? New single, What Love, is on iTunes right now. You know what I'm saying? Google Play Store, everywhere, Swoof it is, or iHeart Music, wherever you like to go. You know what I'm saying? It's there for you. Y'all go check me out. Hit my Twitter, man. I'm right direct with you on the Twitter, KingDavid251, man. We on now, you know what I mean?
KingDavid251. Make sure you guys, and that's an area code for royalty, so y'all better make sure y'all hit him up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's royalty
right
there. So make sure you hit him up.
Right.
Hey, bro, are you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, Facebook. King David Book on Facebook. Y'all can check that out too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's on now.
So I gotta say this too, because we're definitely gonna play your single, Where's the Love, man. I gotta say, man, I'm loving the new single. It's hot, man. I love that stylistic twist to it, man. So yeah, it's hot, man. I'm loving it. I'm definitely loving it.
Appreciate it. I appreciate that, bro. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Now, to being in this rap game, man, who inspired you the most to get into this business?
Oh man, it really the whole movement as a whole, bro. Like I'm just a fan of everything that it got to offer anyway, you know what I mean? So I really couldn't say one person, you know what I mean? I just say the whole movement, the whole thing, the whole hip hop movement, you know what I mean? The whole culture, man, you know what I'm saying? That's our people. That's righteously the only thing our people will pay attention to. They won't even open the book, but they'll stay tapped into this hip-hop culture. That's like the strongest thing we got for us, communication and reaching and teaching and partying and everything with. You know what I mean? That's dress code. That's everything. You know what I mean? So really,
that's
it's just
right.
All of that really got me, you know, tapped into it. Like that's shit, that's the only place a nigga need to be, especially if you got, you know, something to tell your people and you want to reach your people, you want to help your people, where else to go? You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Like,
no doubt.
No doubt.
That's real. That's realness. I got my co-host Ray Cole in the building. Ray, you got any questions for King David?
I have a comment and a question. My comment is, I love your accent.
Yeah.
I love it. It is just so, I don't know. But anyways,
right,
moving along. Okay, what is your ultimate goal as an artist? Like, what's the part where it's like, I made it, like, for you? Like, what's that for you?
Well, for that, you know, the artist part is just a road for me to travel for us to get. Well, I want to do the CEO thing. I want to help other brothers,
okay,
you know what I'm saying, you know, make their dreams come true, help other brothers reach the people if they got a word to spit, you know what I mean? Like, I really got a real big agenda, you know, behind what I do, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's, like I say, it's really cultural based. I'm gonna be a part of it till the day I die. I'm going to put it to you like that. So I'm trying to touch every part, play every part, help everybody I can, and be assistant to everybody I can, and let's just, you know, use it for what the, you know, how powerful it is. It's a tool, you know what I mean, that, you know, we reaching other races with it now, so it's bigger than
rap,
right,
you know.
You're right. I mean, because I remember when rap was frowned up on. Now it's like everything you see. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, King, let me ask you this, bro. You know, a lot of cats think that hip hop isn't as thriving, man. Isn't as great as it used to be. And a lot of cats, you know, don't really. You know, you hear a lot of people complaining about some of the new artists that they hear on the radios. Man, I don't like this cat.
Yes.
The music is whack. Yes. You know, I don't listen to the radio no more. I just listen to my own music because I just don't like the new stuff that's being played. Now, with that being said, you know, of course, the question is being thrown out now, right now, of whether or not the rap game is dead, or whether or not hip hop is dead. Now, as a new artist, man, like yourself, especially coming out of a market, you know, like Alabama, man, putting Bama on the scene. But as a new artist coming into this business, how do you feel about the fact that cats think that whether or not rap is or hip hop is dead? And as a new artist, how do you help change their mind?
That goes back to what we were just talking about, the culture part of hip-hop, the reason I got into it. And is hip-hop dead because the culture is dying? See what I'm saying? It's like what I told you, I got involved with it because of how powerful it was. It could touch people. It reached different people, get everybody on the same accord, you know, send messages across the sea, you know what I mean? So, you know, with what you're saying, yeah, the messaging has been dumbed down because they figured out how powerful it is. They really don't want it to do what it used to do. See what I'm saying?
No, that's real.
They want it to do the Molly Wop all night. You know what I mean? You know, like it had been unraveled. Like they understand the culture and the power of it. The same thing I started doing it for. They already understand it. So it's not dead. It's just that what's being showcased and what's being pushed into our youth heads is the dope selling, the killing, the shake your booty in the club and the Papa Molly all day and suck some dicks and then sell some crack. You know what I mean? Like that's just what they figured it out. You know, it moves these. That's some people, fathers and mothers, brother. Like, some people usually, like, I remember listening to Scarface and UGK and Pimp C and all them niggas back in the day, like, OGs, bro. Like, because they was spitting some shit, you know, some street shit that really had some substance. It wasn't really misleading. It was really just informative. Now, it's just misleading. You know, information is being put out. It's not being used for the total. The productivity of what it should be used at. They got it's being used, but it's being used to sell Molly.
That's what they know, that knowledge is power. I mean, the more information, you know, you get what I'm saying. Like they don't want the real to be put out there, because if you put the real out there, then people know. Right. You get what I'm saying?
To address your question, as it died. They're strangling it. They figured out y'all was doing, what we was doing, and it's not. And we're smarter. So if we're smarter, and it's more of us going to college, there's more of us coming from the block, Pritchard, Alabama, Weirdtown, Alabama, where I'm from, and going to college, getting a little knowledge. We're discreet smart. They got to strangle that nigga. That nigga ain't just an average dumb nigga just trying to make some shit right. It's gonna be a bunch of Tupac in a minute if they don't strangle it. You know what I mean? Make an example out of Tupac and Biggie and show the power that they had and show that they kill that power. We're gonna kill this power. We finna kill both of these niggas dead. You feel me? So y'all will understand when y'all try to say something that makes some sense, we gonna kill you. You see what I'm saying? Like, it didn't got to that point, man. So the faggots and everything else is just dumbed down, man. You feel me? Shout out to ATL with their undercover ass. You know what I mean?
Come on now, don't don't be talking about the gay men. I love the gay men. I want me a little authorized, okay?
He said, shout out to the Delano brothers.
Well, I guess.
Man, that's real talk, baby. And you know what? But I agree with you, King, man. I think you're right. I think they are trying to put a strength on
them. It's who we let be in control of hip-hop. That's the only way it could die. It's like who the leader of it is.
Now I definitely got a couple more really good questions for you. Definitely when we get back, man. Right now, what I want to do is give everybody a world premiere, man, of your new single, "What a Love Is." Definitely, man. Tell us a little bit about that, and go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
No doubt. Basically, man, same thing I'm speaking on, man. We got the money, man. We got the dope. We got the crack. We got the weed. The dro. The perp. We got the strippers, we got the cars, we got the clothes, we got the hoes, we got the pimps, the players, we got all that. But we ain't got no love for our people, man. You feel?
That's real.
Okay.
That's real.
Okay.
Show
That's
me
real.
Some love, man. Where the love at? I got plenty of haters. I'm tired of my haters. Somebody say send me some more haters, but they don't say send me some love. I need some niggas who love me, man. Around me.
I know that's right.
I need some love too, King. No doubt, baby. I need some of that too. Go ahead and introduce yourself for everybody, bro. We're going to kick it off for them.
New single, man. What the love, man. Y'all go get that. iTunes, Google Play Store, everywhere you can go get it, man. Go get that, man. What the love, King David, man. Straight up. You know what I mean?
It's All going right. down right here. The Hour Radio Network World Premiere, King David. What the love is. We'll be back with more King David. Don't go nowhere.
We got money. We got dough. King David. King Talk. Listen to my King. Hey, everybody got money. Everybody got dough. So we smoke. What a love, man. King David.
Pull up, mother.
And I still love you.
Pull up, mother.
What a love.
Hey,
hey. Hey, I love the love you show when you see me. Cause Lord knows I got enough haters. I stay down with this pain on my chest and count each chip like a walking calculator. Then he lawyers trying to do me. He judge wanna sue me, breaking bread with attorney. Just so I can be free. How the hell?
Pro
the G codes. Rest out of jail. They could not see you flexing, shine. They open with that iron. Trying to take what you find. He's crazy. Now we out here talking about chopping boy down. Rob your blind for them works and them.
But he don't know shit. Drunk and full of, well, I say, hold up, mother, what a love.
Hold up, mother, what a love.
Hold up, mother,
what a love. And what you mad for? It always be worse. Lord knows I thank him for his blessing.
Amen.
And I ain't no killer, but don't push me. I keep that rage for them roaches that be testing. Boys booming super hard. Booming super dope. Popping super. Sound super dope. He done ran out of mileage. So he capping up the hair on. Got them out your bag. Don't even know the. Now she looking for her fix. She done sucked so many. Hit the clinic. Five to steal. Now them A's in the mix. Super mad at the world. Poor little girl. I should. Out of spite, taking horny boy's life.
But he don't know shit. He just drunk and full of. Well, I say, hold up, mother, pull up, mother. What a love.
Hold up, mother. What a love.
Mother,
pull up,
mother,
what
love?
Hey, one love. And how the f*** you gon' love me, bro? When you don't give a damn about yourself, bro? Let the cake cycle through the hood, bro. That's the only way we gon' see some wealth. You got Koreans selling hell. Plus they doing nails. China boys cooking rice, we cooking. Going to jail, talking about black exploitation. Can't you see that illustration, boy? That shit, that devil state. What's up about you? Talking about going and get a job. Boy, them shits overseas. Alabama, Obama, my country deals with these. Grips cracking on cuz. Tyru, Sue, Moon, American flag, cut it out. You see the red, white, and blue.
But he don't know shit. He just drunk and full of. Well, I say, hold up, mother, pull up, mother. full of motherfuckers for the love.
Straight up, team talk. Yo, eardrum, man, I still love you, man. Cockroach. Straight up.
Getting it in like that, baby. Okay. The Hour Radio Network world premiere, Where the Love Is, my man King David. We got royalty in the building. King Obama's in the building with us. King, what's good, bro?
Just chilling, man. Just chilling. Appreciate y'all having me on tonight, too, man.
First of all, we appreciate you, man, because like I said before, that joint right there is hot as hell, man. And you can best believe the D-Hour Radio Network going to keep it in a rotation, man, because I know cats going to be loving this for sure.
I see the word hold up is international, because, I mean,
everybody say hold up, like, that's just
an
international term right there.
Right. That's where we want to go. We want to take this thing international, man. They say money make the world go round. I say love make the world go round, man. Straight up.
That's true, too. Now, bro, let me ask you this. You're the CEO of Lord Style Entertainment, man. Tell us about Lord Style Entertainment and, What's in the future for Lord Style Entertainment?
Man, I got so much on my plate, man. Shout out to my team, and my team coming together real good, man. Shout out to Yvonne Randy, man, out there beginning to end publishing, man, holding me down with my West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, all my little artists, my managing a few new artists, man. Shout out Kane, you know what I'm saying? He coming with his new thing. Shout out Lamon. Lamon finna drop on live mixtape April 5th. Y'all check for that, April 5th. Lamon, young niggas in charge, man. You feel me? That's my young niggas. I got that coming. I got Bauhaus. Free my nigga Bauhaus. He doing a little time right now. He should be home by the end of the year. He coming soon as he drop. Soon as he touch down, y'all be on the lookout for him. He hogging the ball. He ain't passing it. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. You know, we just working, man. I got the move. Shout out to Table the Movie, man. We casting for the movie right now. You know, that thing been taking me a year and a half, maybe 2 years now to put together. But, I know that's how that process goes when you really try to do it right. You know what I mean? But I got a movie coming, man. Shout out Table the Movie. Not that average hood shit. Not none of that. I started out small time dope gang cocaine. None of that. It's a real plot, real movie. Everybody gonna enjoy it, man. You know what I mean?
We got a lot of shit popped.
Shout out Princess Wet, man. She holding it down in the ATL, man, for the female, man. We got DVD coming with her, man. It's a ton on my plate, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to let niggas eat, man. Somebody come on eat with me, man. Let's eat. You feel
They hungry, King. They hungry. So you know they're going to be trying to eat with you, baby. That's real. Now, let me ask you this, bro. For all the up-and-coming artists, because, you know as well, you got some cats under Lord Style Entertainment that you're producing. But for all the up-and-coming artists, man, the cats is trying to be in this game, man, trying to be in this business and want to be successful in this business, what advice do you give them, man?
I mean, just keep going and start out with a real passion and a real reason for doing it. You know what I mean? It can't be money, man. Like, if a nigga can buy you, you a hoe.
Whoa.
that's just bottom line. So if it ain't bigger than just a dollar, you're gonna lose, my nigga. So have a passion, have a reason for doing it, find some love in it, you know what I mean? And keep it in their face. You gotta keep consistent. You gotta stay in their face, you gotta stay talking to people. You gotta campaign like the president. The president campaign every year. He sticks a sign in your yard and spend money on flyers and internet campaigning and
calling you.
You know what I mean? So if you want, you got to go at it just like that, man, and you will get it, no doubt. No matter how long it take, none of that. When your time come, Don't change your style. Do you. Your style going to come in style. You know what I'm saying? You keep switching and trying to follow the wave, you catch the back end of the wave every time. You say, okay, this hot right now, I'm going to start doing what they're doing. By the time you start doing that and start getting it out there, it's in change. So wait till your style come and you be the best at doing that. You know what I mean? Like, that's the best thing I could tell them to do. You know what I mean? Because I've been at it, man. Like I said, I'm right here. I'm at Atlanta. I'm at the door. Like, they, you know what I mean? They know me. They know who the fuck I'm is. You know what I mean? Alabama King. They know King Davis, man. Like, no doubt. All of them do. I know they do. You see what I'm saying? So, it's when your time comes, just, you know, it's going to come. Shout out to Rich Boy, man. Back at them niggas in them niggas' face, man, from my hometown. You feel me? Like, that's all it's about, man. Just working, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt, bro. And my last important question for you, man, I can definitely appreciate your wisdom and advice, man, especially for these young cats, these young artists. But my last most important, this is probably one of the most important questions I could possibly ask, bro, is how can D Slade be a knight in King David's kingdom? I got to be a knight, man. How can I be a knight in the kingdom?
You already doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. We doing it right now. This is how it happened. This is how we connect. This is how we join forces. This is how we fight together. You know what I mean? Just
right,
bro.
So does that mean I'm an honorary knight in King David's kingdom?
Pull the sword out and chop some, bro.
I'm gonna put a sword in somebody's ass tonight because I'm an honorary knight in the kingdom,
up.
Baby.
Chop
it's going
up, bro.
Down.
It's going down.
Going down. Look, I want to go to the phone lines real quick because I got my boy Blast from Blast Your Thoughts Radio. Blast, what's good, bro?
Hey, hold on, what's happening with y'all?
Shout out Blast. Blast Your Thoughts, man. Shout out, man. That boy, that hold me down, brother, straight up. Oh, everything.
Hey, man, I believe in that Word of Love, man. So I've been pushing that track, man, to DJs, radio stations, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, just reaching people, man. And it's been a good reaction, man. So I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to make it work, man. Get that some of that international money.
Well, that's where it's at, though, Black, because like I told King, man, the single was hot, man, and we're going to keep on pushing it, too, and then letting everybody know that the King of Bama is coming, is hitting their towns real soon, man, and definitely make sure they check out his music because it's hot.
Oh, good, man. I play the track. Everybody I play that track for, man, they can't deny it. So when I started asking, people start saying, is he signed? When people start saying, you know, is that on the radio? You know what I'm saying? When they start asking no questions, I knew it was time. So, you know, we're going to keep pushing.
Yeah, the one thing you can't deny is a hit.
Show.
Yeah, if it's a hit, you can't deny it. No matter how hard you
want to
hate, if it's hitting, it's hitting. So.
Yeah, that's what we be saying. We say, hey, if you hate on that track, then you just hate the person. It ain't got nothing to do with the song.
Right. I mean, if it's a hit, it's a hit.
If real talk, Blast, if they hating on that track, they hating on themselves. That's real talk.
Right.
They hating on themselves, baby. That's real. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead and tell everybody about Blast Your Thoughts Radio, bro.
All good, man. Blast Your Thoughts Radio, man. Come on live Monday, Tuesday, and also Thursday, man. We'll have a King and Queen talk with King David coming up starting in April, man. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. They're going to be on Tuesday night, man. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Phone number to the show is 323-693-3021. You need to send me some music. Send it to teamnofilter@gmail.com. Teamnofilter@gmail.com. You can hit me at Blast Your Thoughts. Everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, anything you got a website, they got a slash and say Blast Your Thoughts.
Say that number again for the people that, you know, just got their pen and paper out.
All good. Pen and paper people, man. The ones that putting it in your phone right now, 323-693-3021, man. Hit me on Twitter at Blast Your Thoughts. Everything Blast Your Thoughts.
There it is, okay. Baby. Got my man Blast Your Blast, man. Thank you so much for the love, man. And you feel free to stay on the line if you want to, bro.
Oh, man, I'm telling, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
No problem.
Shout out, brother. Shout out, brother. Keep rocking, brother. We out of, brother.
Now, King, I want to say this, bro. First and foremost, man, as far as we're concerned and the whole D-Hour family and myself and Ray, man, as far as we're concerned, man, it was definitely a pleasure and it was an honor, man, to have you on the show and hanging out with us tonight, man. As far as we're concerned, you're no longer a guest. You're a family member at the D-Hour Radio Network, man. You family now, bro. Anytime you want us to bump your music, man, you want to hang out with us, you family, man, family is welcome anytime, bro. And we're going to keep on supporting you and everything you do and telling everybody to make sure they support King David.
No doubt. That's it. And that's Lord style. That's Lord style. You know, to my key guard and everything you do, and it always work. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. You feel me?
And since I'm a knight, anybody that's hating on you, I'm going to put a sword in their ass, just so you know.
Straight up. And we still spraying road spray. We still got the rain for you cockroaches, man.
Baby,
straight
that's
up.
It, no doubt. Flag, all that. We still spraying it on them. That's black flag.
Oh my God.
It's that black flag. Y'all already see it. Y'all see it.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
But definitely King, bro. You have a blessed night, man. You keep on producing them hits, man, and we gonna keep on bumping it on the DIY Radio Network, bro. Have a blessed night, man. Thanks so much for blessing us tonight, bro.
I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep doing it, man. Keep going, man.
All right, man. God bless.
No doubt.
That's deep.
Getting it in, baby, tonight, D Hour Radio Network. That was my man, Royalty, Bama Royalty in the building, my man King David, hanging out with us tonight. You just got to listen to the world premiere of his new single, Where the Love Is, hot single.
If
you hating on that, you definitely hating on yourself, so look in the mirror and smack yourself. Look, I just want to say, we got some more hits. We got some music we want to kick off real quick. When we come back, I got some info me and Ray going to be talking about some stuff that went down with Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane got arrested. Yeah, some kind of mess, some kind of assault, some kind of nonsense going on. But we're going to talk about it when we get back. Right now, I got Sierra Leone's Finest. My man Kyle De Niro with his new single, Fine Fine Fatigue. And I got some more hits. Don't go nowhere. DIY Radio Network, Indie Up Saturday, D. Slay Ray Cole. Oh, it's going down. Remember where my butt at? Because it's going down.
Yeah. Top notch. Kyle. From Jay. For all the beautiful ladies.
Baby.
So I write this song to know how you feel about this. Relax, the never is one night, man. I don't count now your life for just one night, man. Up for just not some pass. Let's think about it, bitch. You never ask what you pass. Oh, who your ex is? She knew I like sex, so she give me the game, yo. With you, I'm excess. She can go flip, hand in the cake. We both feeling horny, she can't do the thing. Feel the Gucci sour. Apologies for the times where I lose me power. Love watching us take you back through the shower. Let you smile, the things that you do. The way my neck go low, then think not juju. Straight up with thickness, you go think not fufu. Yeah.
You play the Juliet, let me be the Romeo. While the smell fell, please let the homie know. She acting like I know nobody, but they know me though. Count the never the king in the presence, if you know me, no. You play the Juliet, let me be the Romeo. While the smell fell, please let the homie know. She acting like I know nobody, but they know me though. Count the never the king in the presence, if you know me, no.
If I fight PC, what you don't do me?
You got me going crazy,
don't you? Well, so they make me a different kind.
Be the best couple. My favorite color is green, but you like purple. Baby, want to stop, seem like you like trouble.
I know.
Come with 10, you say you want 20. Can't go bring you happiness, let me be my gentry.
Uh-huh.
Running up to everything, but still I go and plenty.
Uh-huh.
Stays on my mind, make I lose focus. For you sake, I go left by my move low cost. Can't keep it real, all the clowns too bogus.
Sure.
Gally peel, make a gangster like me forget petty kill. Baby, now me melting in sex to the kill.
You play the Juliet, let me be the Romeo. While the smell smell, please let the homie know. She acting like I'm a nobody, but they know me though. Count the never the king in your presence, if you know me, no. You play the Juliet, let me be the Romeo. While the smell smell, please let the homie know. She acting like I'm a nobody, but they know me though. Count the never the king in your presence, if you know me, no.
If I fight, see what you don't do.
He got a perfect structure, thick bones. Rich fella with nights watching sick bones. Anytime she come on top like a big bone. Sex so good, make a nigga spit bone. Nice character, call me Mr. Corrector. She like the rapper. Type of chick to walk the mall, guys come after. I'm losing it, late night stressing by who's in it. Mind playing tricks on me for the dudes in it. Let me calm down, pick up a phone and call. Never be the type to fall in love, known to ball. Now I'm emotional, romantic on the mall.
If I fight CT, but you don't do me,
yeah. You don't do me,
wait till they make me a different man.
Got me going crazy, baby.
Sierra Leone finest, my man Kyle De Niro with Fine Fine City right there on D-Hour Radio Network's India Saturday, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. D-Slate, Ray Call, we in the building right now. I got some info, came across situation with Gucci Mane. I don't know what's going on with these cats. Cats is losing their mind these days. Fights, all types of nonsense going on in Atlanta. An arrest warrant has been issued for Gucci Mane after a fan accused the rapper of hitting him in the head with a champagne bottle at a downtown Atlanta nightclub. Authorities say 32-year-old James Letty of Fort Hood, Texas, tried making conversation with the rapper, whose real name is Roderick Davis, in the VIP section of Harlem Nights Ultra Lounge on March 16th. Police Department spokesman Sergeant Greg Lyon says the rapper is accused of hitting Letley in the head, causing a gash on the man's head. Police say Letley was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital. Sergeant Lyon says a warrant has been issued for aggravated assault. Calls to numbers listed for Letley and Davis were not returned. It's unclear if the rapper has an attorney. Oh, my goodness, Ray, what you think?
Well, it can go one of two ways, okay? Now, if he was just being an asshole, so to speak, like if the guy was trying to approach him and he was just being a douchebag, then shame on you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be, you know, like that toward people. I mean, especially if you want them to be your fans. I mean, unfortunately, it's just a part of the price that comes with the job. However, it could have been the opposite way where, like, maybe he told the guy, you know, hey, you know, he's trying to chill or something, and the guy just went back up. And I can understand anybody getting a little irritated. But unfortunately, like I said again, it comes with the job. That's just what you kind of, it's like a double-edged sword. I mean, unfortunately.
You know what? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know what's going on with bottles and cats throwing bottles and stuff. And I don't know. Maybe they was in Atlanta. So maybe the brother walked up to Gucci Mane because, you know, Gucci got the ice cream cone on his cheek.
Don't you?
So maybe the brother walked up to him and said, can I get a lick? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they in Atlanta. So I don't know. Maybe he walked up to the brother and was like, you like ice cream? I got a creamsicle for you. I don't know. I don't know what went down. You know,
and that's
Gucci could have been like, Gucci could have been like, what? Oh, man, you seem like a cool dude. Let me get you a drink real quick. Bow. And just, you know,
right
upside the head. So, I mean, I don't know how it might have went down, but, you know, you never know.
He either had to be really angry already or something had to transpire. I mean, to crack somebody over the head with a bottle. I mean, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you got to be in a piss-poor mood at that time.
He had to say something real crazy for Gucci to hit him in the head with a bottle. So,
with a bottle? I mean, most people hit you with a fist, but he's trying to Nino Brown them like this.
So, like I said, maybe, you know, The brother saw the ice cream cone on Gucci's face and licked it. I have no idea. I don't know. I really don't know.
You know, the corner of his eye, his tongue
exactly.
Whipped out.
I don't. Right. That's what I'm saying. We really don't know how it truly went down. So I'm just saying,
man.
You know, I don't know.
Let's stop making
know.
These theories so people start believing. We're like, oh, did you know he was gonna try to lick his ice cream?
Oh man, that's so crazy. That's so crazy though, but it goes down, man. That's how some of these situations have been working out for some of these celebrities these days, man. Cats getting into it and getting arrested and Twitter beef and all kinds of nonsense going on. But hopefully
that situation get that ain't be okay. But I mean, people get there and get to acting up. It's like, what the hell? Like, you supposed to be to work to make money, not make friends. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's cool if you
exactly.
pick up a friend along the way, but let's not forget.
And you know what, Ray? I don't like the term Twitter beef. Maybe they might want to change that and call it something else. I don't know. That just sounds like some nasty meat in the can. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like some nasty meat in the can. Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Like
out of my Twitter.
It looked like mama opening up another can of Twitter beef. Oh, man, that's so nasty. I hope she don't put no gravy on it this time.
I don't want none of that Twitter beef.
I ain't trying to have no Twitter beef. I don't want none of that Twitter beef. No.
You say, please, no, leave me alone.
You know what I've been noticing, too? You know what I've been noticing, too, Ray? I got to see if I can find some info on it, but it seems like it may be some situation going down between Destiny's Child, you know, the latest Destiny's
uh-huh.
Child and Keisha Cole.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I wasn't gonna say it, but I was just thinking that.
It seems like it may be some kind of situation going on with that. I'm not really sure how that's going to escalate just yet. But and also, I gotta find out. I gotta see if I can pull up the info on that. I might bring it up a little later. For some reason, two or three people, celebrities, already, people are having some problems. And so far, celebrities I've been hearing, Bill O'Reilly, Wendy Williams, people have been having some problems with Beyonce's new song, Bow Down.
Oh, yeah.
People have been having some issues with her new song, Bow Down. What do you know what's going down with that, Rick?
Oh, yeah. I actually got it. Pulled up here. I can read the passage if you like. The Bow Down track seems to fit into Beyonce's alter ego, Sasha Fierce style. The artist, who generally is known for more positive female empowering tracks, seems to have a new message this time around with the rousing chorus of Bow Down Bitches. Let's see. Not exactly the greatest message, especially for one of the biggest female role models around. But could it be that Beyonce is not really speaking for just herself to haters, but actually delivering a much more potent message? Yeah, like, a lot of people feel like she kind of gave up that role model. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like she's doing something, you know, like not role model-like. That's
wow.
I'm kind of getting, yeah.
So she she went from telling guys to the left,
yeah,
you know,
bow down bitches.
So now saying just flat out bow down bitches.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but I mean, I don't know her personally, but I mean, she don't really like with her music. You get what I'm saying? Like, her music is all kind of about her. So, you know, that's probably just her train of thought. I mean, I ain't going to knock the sister out of it. She going to hurt herself because, it's like you said, a lot of people look at her as a role model. So, like, you know, some people don't want their kids listening to that. So, I mean, it's...
Wow.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I noticed, and I gotta find out what Wendy Williams and them said about it, but I know it's a couple people had some beef with it, and I was like, wow, she's getting some negative press now, huh? Cass is hating. That was the first, and that's really the first time I really heard anybody hating on her music.
You know what though? Back when they first came out with Destiny's Child, and like when they, you know, got rid of the girls, and they, you know, they, I think she it's not something that she hasn't went through before. You get what I'm saying? Like, where
right.
like she's getting, like, negative feedback. So, I mean, she probably knew that she was going to get some backlash from it, but she rich. She don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's already where most people dream of being. So, like, what is she really losing out? Well, I guess she would be losing out on fans, but, you know, but it's not going to hurt her too much. So.
No, that's real.
I mean, best wishes, Beyonce.
Hey, I mean, I you're right though. It's not. I guess it's not gonna hurt her too much. But
you still need to slow her roll.
Say, slow your roll just a tad bit,
just
a
little
bit.
Yeah, because media can make you and break you. So I mean, don't like I said, a double-edged sword.
And I did see I saw a video that Lil Wayne had posted to all the fans himself,
mm-hmm.
telling everybody that he was okay.
Okay.
And then
okay.
He had his boy T.I. in the video with him. I guess him and T.I. and some other cast is going to be going on tour.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he just wanted to send a video out to show everybody personally that he was okay or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's good to hear that the brother's okay and everything is going,
oh, yeah.
everything's going well with him. Whatever the situation, let's just hope it don't happen again. And whatever caused it, let's just hope that it's not that he's making sure that, you know, something like this don't happen to him again. So, you know, all his number one fans was worried about him and, you know, all the family and friends I know was pretty worried about him. So hopefully he can, keep himself under control and keep his life under control this time. And, you know, something like this don't happen again. But it's good to know that the young brother's okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, my thing is I don't know if he is doing any type of drugs. I mean, if he is for real, that's his business. But on the same token, this should be some type of wake-up call. Like, I mean, if you getting hospitalized because of drug use, then, I mean, something's got to give somewhere unless you just don't have any plans on sticking around. You know, like, you know, just take it easy. You know what I'm saying? Be easy.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
For real.
I agree with you. Like I said, if he is sipping on that scissor, and if that's what how it went down, if that's what syrup do to you, I will be eating my pancakes and waffles butt naked by myself.
I know, we
but
said pancakes, jelly, remember?
Get nothing on them, okay? Butt naked, nothing on them. Or I may just put some jelly or some jam on them. You know what I'm saying? So, if it's that
oh,
what's
yeah.
I'll be putting jelly on my waffles and pancakes from now on. So,
oh,
the boy
yeah,
won't be
yeah.
getting down like that. I don't think so.
But, I ain't going out like that. And not I.
D-Slay Ray Cole in the building. We got some hits for you guys. We got a couple more hits for you, playing all your favorite indie up-and-coming artist hits on the DIY Radio Network. And make sure you tune in to the network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know how it's going to go down. You never know who's going to be on. So make sure you guys keep tuning in to us. Thanking all the fans for supporting and listening to the network.
Oh, yeah.
Some hits for you guys, my girl Absolute, the Butterfly, my man Woodson, when we come back. Hopefully, we'll be getting it in with a sensational trio of trilogy that's going to go down
okay.
in a little bit. Don't go nowhere. Absolute, it's Butterfly right here on Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
Let's go.
This song goes out to those who sometimes feel like giving up. We all experience times in our life where we face pain. This can sometimes be a struggle. But just as a butterfly has to go through to get through, stay focused until you fly.
Got beats to make you pump your fist, words to make you stop and listen. So call me coward, got words to make you shout with heat, your power and your drink. To make you bluff and grow up like a flower, beautiful. But a fly make you high in the spirit, make you cry in the spirit. Don't you die in the spirit, but the flesh. Make it broad time, change and mess, underinvest, to be blessed, superfly, butterfly, eat away. Won't you try, don't deny, Judas Priest. You must believe your heart is harder than I lead the fighter. For real, find my friend and grab a piece of heaven, be free. On the beat, to express, to be free. Jesus is your only need. Look at me, I'm on my knees. Pick you up, you in my hand. Help you love to love to stand his command. But God, you have to crawl before you stand. Butterfly, cocoon, he's making room for you. Gain the land. The process is to make you humble, man. Focus on the glory, not the middle of the story. Giving honor to the one who's due. What? Read the Bible, try to catch the clue. Huh? Spiritually, we learn how to walk. Feel me with your spirit, Lord. Teach me how to talk. What's the cause? We can't be patient. I know it's not so easy, but it's worth it. Dreams and visions like a baby waking for birth. Yeah.
Butterfly, he's one the way to true and light. Yeah. Butterfly, he's one the way to true and light.
I see you blossoming, so beautiful the colors. Angels, they rejoice, I see you made it, they wonder. Your life is like a Bible, it's a story, give them glory. Tell them all about it, what ministry is real. Help and heal the hearts because they shed so many tears. Wonderful, gentle, majestic, see you butterfly. Jesus is there everywhere, now see you better fly. What bring hope, what bring peace. Show them with your life that he's the only one they need. And see, the multitude bowing into me. He's supreme, the king. Your heart sing, bring a peace. Yes.
Butterfly, he's one the way to true and light. Yeah. Butterfly, he's one the way to true and light. Yeah. Butterfly, he's one the way to true and light. Yeah. Butterfly, he's one the way to true and light.
Yeah. Butterfly, I see you blossoming so beautiful, the colors. They rejoice, I think you made it, they wonder. Butterfly, I think you blossoming, so beautiful the colors. Angels, they rejoice, I think you made it, they wonder. Butterfly, I think you blossoming, so beautiful the colors. Angels, they rejoice, I think you made it, they wonder. Butterfly, I think you blossoming, so beautiful the colors. Angels, they rejoice, I think you made it, they wonder. Butterfly, I think you blossoming, I think you blossoming, I think you blossoming, what? I think you blossoming, I think you blossoming. So beautiful, the colors. Angels, they rejoice. I see you've made it through. They wonder. Yeah, come on, one. Come on, one.
just like automatic orgasm. Love so pure, you can just imagine. Sex so hot, you can call occasion. Back shot so amazing.
Blazing.
Flow tighter than a virgin. You already know that I'm Haitian, baby. Let's hit the Port au Prince weather. You and me and diamonds are forever, ever, ever.
Let me be the one who treats you right.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. D-Hour Radio Network, D Slate in the building. Ray Cole, we getting in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You already know how we do. That was my man Woodson with Let Me Be. Before that was my girl Absolute with her hit Butterfly. You know, we playing the hits, all the hits, the Ober Redenbacher Radio. We keep it popping. All you got to do is bring the butter. I done put butter all over it. Now, y'all got to bring some butter, too. Now, Lando Lake.
You have to bring some napkins, too. All butter.
Napkins. You know, you ain't got butter and salt all on your hands. You know, we got to go hood, though, Ray. You ain't got to use no napkins. Just lick the butter off your fingers. Lick the butter.
Oh, no. Come on.
Lick the butter off your fingers. Come on, now.
Oh, Lord, that's high blood pressure. You just
leave. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time for us to introduce our special guests, our other special guests for the night. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been playing their music for a long time. They got some, oh, man, when I say hits, oh, you're going to see what I'm talking about, because we got a DIY world premiere of their new single, Stay, that we're going to be playing tonight. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, they got some hot music. I've been playing their music for a while, man. I love their music. And they just bring such originality to the table. And I just really, truly do think that that's what the music industry really needs right now. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary describes a trilogy as a series of three dramas or literary or musical compositions that are closely related and develop one theme. That is the only way to describe these three multi-talented individuals who have transcended life obstacles to unite and create a level of musical genius that the world has been longing for. When you experience life's hardships, disappointments, and struggles, you have a tendency to depend on elements you believe are truly important as an individual. Three elements which have been key in the lives of these three extraordinary individuals are love, life, and loyalty. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Radio Network welcome to my man, J. Will, Ox Pro of Trilogy.
Cheer, cheer.
Woo, in the building, fellas. What's going on? What's going on? I know we're waiting on our girl Kira to get in with us right now, but J. Will, Ox Pro, man, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, no problem, man. We, you know, it's a pleasure to be here, man. You know,
it's
appreciate
it. it's an absolute pleasure, man, and honor, man. Like I said, I've been playing you guys' music for quite some time, man. You guys got some hot music, man. Thank you so much for tributing to such great music to this music business, because that's what truly what we need right now.
Oh, man, appreciate it.
Now to get it started, let me start off by saying, tell us a little bit about you guys and tell us a little bit about Trilogy. I guess we'll start off with J. Will. We can start off with J. Will.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Trilogy is basically based out of Jersey, mostly. Me personally, I'm in New York. I'm in Long Island. But you know, it kind of just fell together, man. We kind of just meshed between, you know, I knew someone that knew someone. You know, my friend Evan was recording for Star Media Group at the time. That's the label. And, you know, somehow, some way, I was supposed to be the engineer, and it just didn't turn out that way. But years down the line, I ended up doing a hook for him, and, you know, somehow, some way, we all just it just linked together, and there I was part of Trilogy. So, and
okay.
It's crazy how things just come together.
That's real.
Yeah.
You know?
Oxpro, what you got, bro?
Man, I've been here for a while, man. You know, I was actually one of the original members of Star Media Group, the label, before we even formed the Trilogy thing. Started this like around like 2000, late 2006. Man, Dre De Niro, Ronnie Knox, Brad Small, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, salute the generals, you know what I mean? And, you know, they wanted to do what they love best, you know, and that was music, and they wanted to start a music label and, you know, take kids off the street that had talent and you know, and try to give them a career. And, you know, like Jay said, you know, some people were just in the right place at the right time. You know, we switched a lot of members, a lot of different members here and there. But, you know, the show never stops. We keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? And this trip gang, Gravy Star Media Group all day long.
That's
okay.
Real talk, bro. Now, I want to ask you, Ox, to describe. Now, I describe you guys' music as hip R&Bop. Hip R&Bop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a blend of hip-hop and a nice blend of R&B, and it meshes so well together, man, the way you guys bring it together, man. And that's why I love your music so much. But, if, you know, for the fans out there that are listening right now, and even the new fans that are listening, how would you describe your music for everybody?
Well, kind of the same way you said it, but I would call it hip, pop, and R&B. You feel what I'm saying? Because it brings a mix of hip-hop and it brings a mix of pop music. You know, the all-around genre, you know, of the music, it to me is universal. You know, an album from Trilogy, an EP from Trilogy, a mixtape from Trilogy. You know, it's going to have songs about the streets. It's going to have songs about death. It's going to have songs about birth. You know, it's so many different aspects that we touch, and it's just such a universal genre.
Okay.
Well, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. And it looks like we have the beautiful Kira in the building. Kira, how are you doing? Hello, Kira. All right, maybe we'll get her back. But Ox, and that's good. I definitely agree. You know, I definitely agree with that. I think that you know, like I said before, you guys have such a great blend together, especially with the music that you guys put together. And I think it's incredible. Like I said, I've been playing you guys' music, man. I've been loving y'all music for quite some time. So it's a breath of fresh air, especially for this music business right now, because I truly do think that your particular brand of music and the message that you guys put out there, I think that's really what we need in music right now. And that's what the young generation definitely needs to hear.
Appreciate it, man.
All we can say is thank you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, You know, when we make the music, it really comes from the heart, it comes from the soul. We don't, you know, like my man Jay Will said, we don't sugarcoat nothing. Even on our pop records, you know, it's still something that we would say. You know what I mean? So we just really, you know, just obliged, much obliged that the fans and just the people around the universe just really gravitate to it because, you know, there's a lot of music out there, you know, and I'm not speaking on one individual. I'm speaking on, you know, plenty of artists out there. Well, you know, they're doing very well, you know, with their careers. But some of the music, you could tell, is just not. There's no. You could tell there was no time put into it. There's no creative. There's no creative aspect behind it. With Trilogy, like, we sit and scratch music so much because we don't think it's enough. You know what I'm saying? And like a lot
right.
of people, you know, they get by with just, you know, saying the same line and repeating it a million times, or, you know, just saying like just flat out really corny stuff. Like it's like it's some stuff that people really gravitate to, and you like how? Like how do you like that? Like,
right. Exactly.
You know? So it's like the creativeness that we put. I feel we put a lot of strength and we put a lot of heart behind it. You know, and it's just it makes me. It's a sigh of relief to hear that people accept that. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. Now, do we have the beautiful Miss Kira in the building with us right now?
Don't hear her.
Well, maybe we'll get her in a little bit. Now, I got my co-host, Ray Cole, in the building with me right now. Ray, you have any questions for Trilogy?
Yes, I guess I'll stick with the same question of the night. So what is your ultimate goal as an artist? Like, what's like the top of the top for you? Like, you know, once you get there, you can kick your boots on the table and relax.
That seems like it's going to be a long way down the road, you know. Just the way we are, I think, you know, even our manager and CEO, Dre, he's perfectionist, you know. Everything, it can always be better. It's never good. You know, it's good, but it could always be better. So, you know, I always keep it in the back of my mind that, you know, one achievement is not good enough. We need more. You know what I'm saying? So, kicking, you know, in this kind of business is how I feel. You know, I think a lot of people have the thought in their mind that you do all this hard work to get to where you want to be, and then when you get there, you know, you're there. But that's not – I don't really think that's the way it works. I think when you get there, you got to work twice as hard to stay there.
That's true. And,
you know, and to kick your feet up, you know, that's we're talking Michael Jackson, Jay-Z, 50 Cent.
Right.
Even then, they're not kicking their feet up, you know. So.
Yeah, even
so,
even
I mean,
that.
But is that like ideally kind of where you want your career to go, like on like a status or a statue like Jay-Z or Michael Jackson?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely, definitely. I think you know, we definitely want longevity. We definitely want, you know, to leave a mark on the music industry, not to be somebody who's forgotten, but somebody who's always a topic of conversation. You know, we touched people with our music, and we sent out a positive message. No matter what kind of, you know, songs we put out, we send a positive message. You know, of course, I always want to get into movies, you know, because I was into acting before I was into music, so I always want to get into movies and, you know, just try to expand a lot, you know, and you know, just take care of the things that, you know, solidify the things I have to take care of over here, you know, my son, family, stuff like that. You know, and then I'll kick my feet up and maybe I'll leave it up to my son. Maybe he could take on the legacy or something.
No doubt. And
there
I can respect that. Absolutely. I can definitely respect that. And I definitely got really three really important questions for you guys when we come back right now. I definitely want to introduce and premiere you guys' new single, Stay. Jay, go ahead and introduce the song for everybody.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Jay Will, Loyalty out of Trilogy. And right now you're listening to Stay, our new single off the Stadium Red project. Check it out.
We got more with Trilogy when we come back. Let's get it.
I don't wanna hear you tell me it's over. closer. And I can never find a reason why
I've been so wrong
for some time.
And a girl like you is so
hard to find. And I'm saying, why don't you come by?
I got two mixed drinks on the table.
Cause baby, I just want you to stay.
That was the D-Hour, the network's world premiere of Trilogy's new hot single, Stay, right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Indie Up Saturday, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. D-Slay, Ray Cole in the building. We got the brothers, the fantastic brothers of Trilogy, Ox Pro, and Jay Will in the building with us. Guys, what's going on?
Cha-cheer, cha-cheer.
Yeah. Now, I got some really great ones for you guys. And I'm going to post this one to Ox Pro. You know, bro, I stated this earlier to the artist we had on earlier, and it's mostly about hip hop. But you know, the thing today, man, is that you know hip hop is kind of being scolded a little bit. You know, some people are saying that they're not feeling some of the new artists that are out. They don't like the music that's being played on the radio. It's not as great as the music that we were used to listening to in the 80s and 90s. You hear some people saying, I don't listen to the radio, I just listen to my own music, I just don't like what they play. Now, with that being said, and of course the question being thrown out right now is whether or not hip-hop is dead, but with that being said, you know, as a new and up-and-coming artist and great group, you know, coming into this music business, you know, do you think that that hip hop is on life support right now, and as a new artist, how do you guys help change the minds of the listeners and the fans?
Well, I really honestly like the state of hip hop. I don't really think it's on life support. I think it's more like in a coma. it's more like sleeping, you know. Because here's my
that's thing. Real.
If hip hop was dead, right, completely dead, peak game, if it was completely dead, then hip hop artists would not sell records. You know what I'm saying? It would not.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't feel that hip hop itself is dead, but I do feel that hip hop has changed, has evolved. You understand what I'm saying? That everything in time evolves, even human beings. Like, you don't act the same way you did when you was in seventh or eighth grade now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything evolves, you know, in time. Even fashion gets different. You know, people wearing fitteds and everybody's wearing snapbacks. Like, you know, it's everything changes. I feel that, you know, there's a lot of good up-and-coming artists. I think J. Cole is definitely the hottest up-and-coming artist out right now, as far as emceeing and raw, you know, lyrical talent. I'm going to give it up to J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? You know, Meek is doing his thing right now. Drake is very creative. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of good artists out there. Then there's a lot of them that are just too much. They're just like, all right, well, this is a little too much for me. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, some of them just dress funny. Some of them just look funny. Some of them just sound funny. You know, we're not pointing fingers. I'm just saying, you know, as an overall thing, you know, a lot of new artists that are coming out are not as bad as, you know, some people – you know, rate them, but I think it's all because, you know, a lot of these people were growing up listening to Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, D-Block.
That's,
you know,
real.
What I'm saying? They're used to the more harder, you know, but you got to understand that a lot of artists fell behind in their careers because of making the same kind of music that only a certain type of audience can relate to. You know, you can't sell records overseas or sell records to you know, rich folks if you're talking about blowing somebody's head off. Like, it just doesn't. It doesn't work in both ways. So it's like you can use them songs and make them, you know, to keep your street credibility. But as far as making records for the radio, it just doesn't really work, you know. And if you want to succeed in a career as a music artist, I think making music for everybody matters more than just making it for one class of or one, you know, one audience. Like, you have to kind of make it for everybody. So, you know, even though I'm a fan of that kind of music myself, I love hard music, I love real gutter music, I love soft music, I like jazz, I like soul, I like everything. But I just feel, you know, the state of hip hop is what we make it, you know, and you know, if people are buying the records, and there's people out there that do like that kind of music, so it can't be dead. I just think it's sleeping and, you know, it's in a coma, and a lot of people just need to wake up and bring back what's missing. You know, like I said, I feel like my man J. Cole is doing that, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of newcoming artists that are keeping that, you know, Slaughterhouse.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? Slaughterhouse got that real hip hop sound to him. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. I agree.
That's it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, bro. No doubt. I think Slaughterhouse do has that flavor, you know, especially the kind that we're so used to listening to them, and the kind of hip hop we used to liking so much. Now, Jay, with that being said, even when you think about R&B and hip hop as well, man, you don't hear a whole lot of positive music these days, man. I mean, like the kind of music we listen, we were positive music we remember in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. It's not a lot of, I don't think I've heard a lot of positive music on radio or even from a lot of artists, new artists these days. You know, and with that being said, with not a lot of positive music being put out there, how is it truly going to affect the next generation of music?
I mean, I just feel like these kids are walking around blind, man. They really don't know. They feel everything's peachy, you know? You know, everything's money, everything's change, everything's sex, everything's, you know, they got no idea. And you got these kids growing up that actually going through the struggle, and, you know, they're not going, like me and you, who grew up listening to the people who told the story, you know, and their music actually helped you get through those hard days. You know what I'm saying? There's no
That's
one,
real.
You know, there's no one making music like that anymore that you can relate to, that you can say, like, damn, like, yo, I feel you, like, but, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be all right. Like, there's nothing like that. There's no positive music. It's just like, I'm here already, and, you know, I'm rich, and, you know, F you.
That's right.
That's real. But that's what I love about you guys' music so much, because it seems like you're bringing that element back, you know, to music, you know, especially with the new single, Stay, man. I love, not only just love the music, I love the meaning behind it. and the video was hot, man. I gotta say, the video was absolutely hot. But I
appreciate that, man.
But with that being said, definitely tell us about the new album and the inspiration going into it, and what can the fans expect?
I mean, we have our album Love, Life, and Loyalty getting ready to drop after the EP, but we have our EP Live at Stadium Red. It's definitely different. We did a lot of recording with Ariel from Stadium Red, Omen from Stadium Red, you know, Just Blaze Studio. It was just a crazy experience working in a studio like that. You know, just like as soon as you walk in the door, seeing all these plats, like, man, I'm recording on the same mic that Jay-Z was breathing on, like, you know what I'm saying?
So, no doubt.
It's definitely an experience. And, you know, I really feel like people will be satisfied with this project that we're going to release. We put a lot of hard work into it. We put a lot of hours into it. And it was a lot of time and thought. It wasn't just thrown together. So I really feel like there's going to be a lot of relating. And just like I was talking about before, you know, people could actually say, like, yeah, wow, I've been through that. And also, you know, there's just tracks on there that, you know, people could just, like, vibe to, bounce to, you know, just have a good time to, too. Like, we do tracks like that, too, to just have fun. But at the same time, you know, you have to be real with yourself and with everyone else at the same time. I feel like we do that, you know.
Well, that's real. I agree with you. And I got to say, man, I love y'all joint Right Around Town. That's my joint right there. That's definitely my joint. But Ox, let me ask you this last question for you guys, bro. 15 years, 20, 30 years from now, what do you want people to remember about Trilogy?
That's a great question, man, and I'm gonna have to come up with a great answer for that. Like I said before, I definitely want people to just remember Trilogy. You know, when you say the name Trilogy, they just remember, you know, we remember for making great music. You know, some people remember for getting a lot of money. Some people remember for being the heart. Some people remember, you know, for having the best voice. I just feel like we should be remembered for making some of the best music. Not the best music, but some of the best music, you know, that we could be remembered, you know, from generations on and generations on, you know what I'm saying, where people would say, you know, remember that group, you know what I'm saying, they used to really kill it back then, and they used to really put out some great music, and, you know, just hopefully, you know, just like I said, leave a mark, man, like leave a legacy, a huge mark on the game.
That's real, and with that being said, bro, I truly do believe that the kind of music and the kind of effort that you guys and the talent that you guys have behind it, I really do think you guys are definitely going to have longevity, and I do think that is definitely what people are going to remember about Trilogy.
Yeah, man, we appreciate that, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, and I just want to say, as far as we're concerned, man, and the DIY Radio Network, man, you know, it's definitely a pleasure and an honor to have you guys on the show with us tonight. Now, if anybody wanted to contact you guys or check you guys out online or any social media, where would they be able to find you guys at?
You can go to whoistrilogy.com. That's Trilogy with two L's. Whoistrilogy.com. You could also go to twitter.com/JWill_SMG, or you can go to OxPro_SMG on Twitter, KiraBishop_SMG. You know, just give us a shout. Or you can go to Trilogy_SMG as well. Of course, just hit us up on the page. But whoistrilogy.com, Trilogy with two L's, we'll have all the links on there, you know. And we have some download cards for you, too. If you hit us up, we got some free download cards for y'all.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Ray, you have any closing comments for the brothers?
I just want to say that I like you guys. The sound is very unique, but it's also, like, still, you know, catchy. Like, I think you guys are going to have a good run at this. You got some very unique voices, very unique sounds, and I really enjoyed it.
And guys, definitely, I want to say that as far as the DIY Radio Network, you guys have always been a family member, but I want to formally say you guys are not guests, you're family members on the network, man, and we're going to continue to keep supporting you, everything that you do. Y'all family members now, man. You want to hang out, stop by, hang out with us anytime. We're going to continue to keep supporting you and playing you guys' music and telling everybody that Trilogy is the next best thing.
That's love, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And you guys keep on creating that incredible music, man, and we're going to keep on showcasing it, man, and just keep on producing that type of music, man. And I can definitely see in 20 or 30 years that people are going to be saying some great things about Trilogy.
Yeah.
No doubt, bro. You guys have a blessed night, man. I thank you guys so much for joining us.
All right, you too. Take care, man.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
D Hour Radio Network, the brothers of Trilogy, Oxpro, J Will, as well as Kira Bishop. Definitely make sure you guys check them out at Who's Trilogy, whoistrilogy.com. You can check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Getting it in, incredible group, man. They got some fantastic music. Definitely make sure you guys check them out. We got some more hits for you guys when we come back. Me and Ray Cole going to be closing it out. Again, another fabulous show. Thank you guys for joining us and hanging out with us tonight. And you already know how we do it. It's Lady Cam with Get It, Got It. Let's go. If you gonna get it, you better got to get it good.
Lady Cam. They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the foe, try knock me down. Won't put my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck. Demand respect, you don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like. Ballin' and we lady like. Yep, we gettin' education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name with Lady Cam, and you gon' be my face tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my steak tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't get out the way, say, I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me, a queen of my craft. I should empire me, talk behind my back, what? Now you desire me, funny how people change when you get the lottery, no need to sign a lot, they still gon' follow me, try to get you on a song, and now you wanna bother me, L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M, won't you look me in the eye to see if I'm playing, you worry about tricking and fame, I'm trying to get published and paid, put some of them tracks in my name, and put a few cats in the game, cause what y'all talking is lame, and why y'all walking the same, I rep the women who got it with or without a man, and rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as thick as you drunk, I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay, stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it, if you don't get out the way, say, I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Tell me wake up and I'm gone. Nothing around to play them games anymore. Gave you three strikes, now baby, this is number four. Staring my body as I walk up out the door. Now you having problems with me wanting to leave. Can't take it no more, baby, my heart is so weak. Look at the way it is that you be treating me. How is your girl? You even call me your queen.
Check them out on Twitter as well, and you can also check them out. Who is Trilogy?
com. Check out their website. They got some incredible music, as well as Your Majesty himself, King David. So definitely make sure you guys check him out and support him. And that's what it's all about. It's all about support. Big shout out to my peeps at Team Tick. Big shout out to the Independent Connect, Flash of Thoughts, Diva Spot, Kano the Pyro, Casper Binks. Keep it moving. Definitely big shout out to my peeps at Team Tick at the Independent Connect. Big shout out to them. Tick, tick, boom, no doubt. And again, you know, just keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing. You never know how it's going to go down. The only way you're going to know is by tuning in with us all the time and hanging out with us and just having a great time like we do. And we have a great time giving you guys a great show. So that's what it's all about. Ray, you have any closing comments for the piece tonight?
What you always say, a Saturday is a terrible thing to waste.
That's it.
So that's my advice. You go out, kick it, shake your ass, have a drink, take one for me too, but be safe. And that's about all.
Yes, be safe. You heard what Ray, go shake your ass and go get you a drink and do what you got to do. And remember, I'm a knight now, so if somebody don't get right, I'm going to have to put a sword in your ass. So just make sure you're getting it right. Get it right.
Take
get
this title
tonight.
Serious. Very serious, people.
You know, I'm taking it serious. And please, people, please. You see how the man try to silence me every single time I try to drop some knowledge on everybody. But it don't go
on.
I'm
trying to figure out what was going on.
The man try to silence me, but I can't be silenced, okay? You know what I'm saying? Your mouth is bigger than my garage. That's what Run DMC was talking about me. That's what they were saying. You can't silence me.
Lord.
Understand that. But like I was saying, please, if you're going to be out there partying and having fun, please don't hit nobody upside the head with no champagne bottle.
Please don't, because ain't nobody got bail money for that.
Exactly. Have a drink. Don't put the drink on somebody's head, okay? Just drink the drink. Don't hit nobody with the drink. That's all I'm saying, okay? But please enjoy yourself. Please be safe. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. We will see you guys next time. And please, please, I implore you, have fun always. But get some knowledge on your way to fun, because knowledge without fun and fun without knowledge is
dangerous.
I don't really know what that means. I just wanted to say it because it sounded clever. Just have a great time and enjoy yourself this Saturday night. We'll see you guys next time. Deep Slate, Ray Cole. We'll holler at y'all next time. Please be safe. Have fun.
Peace.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.